How do you launch your new product without losing your mind or having a crisis of confidence? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're breaking down the moods that come with launching. The idea that you have created and built and nursed and taken care of this new baby of yours, and it is about time to put her out into the universe in front of your audience to say, hey, you, I think I've created something you need. I think it's going to transform your life, and this is where and how to buy. That experience can have us doubting ourselves in spades and makes us question how we show up, how much we know, whether or not people will really buy or people really care about the thing that we care so much about. It can bring on all the feels. And today's listener knows a little bit about that. So let's dive into her question and I'll find you on the other side. Heather, I think I might cry. I have a niche-specific business helping makers and creatives market their wares online. So far, I've only done this one-on-one. I'm about to launch my first digital product, a beginner's course on setting up a shop page that converts. It launches in 10 days. Heather, I have way too much tied into the outcome of this. I feel like if I don't get the sales from it, I will just be devastated and will want to give up. I've put so many hours into this. I have priced it fairly. I know it's good content. If I can't get my followers to buy, well, I just can't even think about it. I know this isn't the headspace I need to be in. I know I need to do this differently and think about it differently, but I'm really struggling. I haven't been sleeping and I've been crying a lot. How do I get this thing out there without losing my mind? Okay, my friend. First of all, just take a deep breath. And the first thing I want to assure you is that you are having a normal reaction. The fact that you are feeling worried and anxious and scared, that's a normal reaction to your new thing. You've never done this before. You're putting yourself out there in a new way. You've created something for creatives. So first of all, your audience is going to understand what that's like, and they're going to be with you on that journey. But it's normal when you have built something that you care about, that means something to you on a deeper personal level, other than just making a quick buck, that you are going to have your emotion tied to the outcome. So the most important thing I want you to hear right now is you are having a normal reaction to a series of new events. It is not common, regular, everyday people who just say, hey, I have an idea. I think people could use this. I think that this could help people make more money faster and more efficiently. It is not common. You don't see it in your regular everyday, even if all of your circles are with other entrepreneurs and other online makers. It doesn't mean that you don't get to have the feels, that there's any sort of story that should be created for you about the fact that you have the feels and the fact that you're having these worries and doubts. So the first thing I want you to do is to stop robbing yourself of your capability. Stop telling yourself a story that you might be less than, that this is somehow something you have to pay time and energy to. I want you to remember that this is normal. That doesn't mean we can't shift the thoughts, we can't make them smaller, we can't push them out of the way. But so often when people are having mindset wobbles, the first thing that happens is it takes away and it eats away at, you know, the person's sense of capability. The last thing I want you going into this new thing of yours is to feel like you're not capable, because look at what you've created. You've moved a one-on-one business into a very specific, scalable product. That is fantastic. So I want to sort of reflect for you a little bit here what I hear, read, and see in your letter. One of the things that you keep talking about is, you know, how are other people going to respond? Are they going to buy? Are they going to like it? Is it going to be what they need? And that is really common when you're putting something out there. Because the first thing we do when we put something out there is we start to look at the metrics. We put out a new website and we see how many visits we get. We put out a new product. We see how quickly people buy, how many of them they buy. Like, this is part of doing business. The part you need to remove yourself from is the story attached to what the numbers might be. Your first digital product is going to come with lessons. By choosing to create a digital product, you are choosing to learn and own those lessons. You want to get yourself in the driver's seat of this launch instead of in the reactive passenger seat of how people will perceive it, what will they say, what will they like, what won't they like, etc., etc. So the first thing I want you to do is take an inventory. I want you to think about how many hours actually have you spent building this thing? How much time have you put into this? How many hours studying on understanding, you know, shop pages that convert, on understanding the things that set makers up for success? How much money have you spent educating yourself? How much time? How many drafts of things? How many A/B testing? And all of that have you done to save your clients the time from having to learn it themselves? I want you to look at what you know, and then how well you organized it. These are all actions you took that are going to change your story about who you are and what you're capable of. And when you have doubts, when you say, well, what happens if nobody buys, you are going to remind yourself that part of this is a learning process. That if nobody buys doesn't mean even that it was a bad product, doesn't mean it was a bad idea. It could simply be a marketing issue. It could simply be a launch strategy issue. So that what you are doing with this first launch of your product is you are throwing it on the wall and you're seeing if it sticks. And then you are going to use the information you get from your first launch to fine-tune things and to learn from it. To recognize it's normal to be nervous. But if you put all of your eggs in the what if people buy basket, you are missing out on the fact that you are now a course creator. You are now someone who's building a scalable business, who's capable of organizing information and making it incredibly succinct. You are not tuning into yourself. You're taking the lens and you're looking at your audience. What I really encourage you to do here is to take that lens, turn it around, and look at yourself. Because what you want to do is tune into your capability. The other thing I would really encourage you to do is to kind of tune into your badassery, for lack of a better word, but like, look at what you did. Like, you had this idea, you created this product, and you're moving it to action. Do you know how many people stop at various steps along the way? And you haven't stopped. You have continued to care. You've continued to pour your time into it. And you have continued to earn success. It's true that you might put this out there and nobody buys. It's true that you could try to launch it and nobody's interested. But that doesn't mean it was a bad idea. That doesn't mean it's the final answer. It simply means you will have some learning to do on how to better set this up for success, on how to get feedback from your audience about it, and how to develop it into something that's more successful and meets the numbers next time. But when you put all of that emphasis simply on the sales, you're missing out on the fact that there's a lot of learning that has to happen when you're doing something for the first time. So it can't just be the numbers. It also has to be, what have you learned about course creation? What have you learned about the pre-launch strategy? How have you set this up for success? How have you set up buzz? How much have you put yourself out there? So you have this course. Does everybody who knows you, like in your real and virtual spiritual world know that you have this course? Have you been talking about it? Have you been creating energy and excitement for it? Have you been showing up for your product? Because the other thing that often happens with business owners is the anxiety and the worry and the self-doubt kicks in when they haven't shown up for the product. They're playing small. They're sitting in a corner. They're waiting for people to find them. What I really want you to do is to make sure that anybody who knows your name, who's in your regular everyday, knows that you're doing this, that any of your loyal followers are like teed up and queued to be your evangelicals, to put yourself out there, and that you have done everything not only to create a quality product, but to create a successful launch. That you're not just sitting in your office, fingers crossed, eyes plugged, and just waiting for the numbers to come in. Make sure you are taking as much control of this launch as you can, that you're doing the things that you can do to set this up for success, and that anything you don't know, you're either using Google or another online entrepreneur who might be able to guide your way. Because you, in the moments of doubt, in the moments of second guessing, what you really, really want to be doing for yourself is tuning into your capability. Everything is figure outable. You can solve the problem. You just have to be willing to look at it, ask a couple of questions, and implement the solution. It is normal and natural to be nervous, but if you take that lens and you put it either on yourself and what you've done and how you've set this thing up for success, or if you look at all of the, you know, the ways you have shown up for the product and put yourself out there, I think you're going to find your success. I think you're going to find your sense of confidence, and I think you will be able to put the worry to bed so you can stop crying so much and so that you can sleep. The last piece to this is also self-awareness. Sometimes, no matter how much sort of positive talking you do, no matter how much you think about the sunny side of the street and ask yourself, but what if I fly? Sometimes we're biologically wired to respond to situations in a certain way. I was just joking with someone the other day about how when I was a kid, I would spend my summers in New York. And as soon as it was time to go and my parents had come to pick us up, I would run and hide in my grandmother's closet and try to sort of postpone the ending so that I didn't have to get in the car. And I would get in the car and I would just cry and cry and cry for the first 20 minutes. And I've always been somebody who cries at goodbyes. I've always been somebody, I was just traveling recently and I just saw somebody in an airport crying at a goodbye and I like lost my mind and I didn't know either person. It's who I am. It's how I move through the world. So part of it at some point, if I keep wishing and hoping, like maybe I won't cry at this goodbye, maybe I'll hold it together. At some point, it's who I am. So if you kind of know yourself enough to know that this is what you do, this is kind of how you move through the world in new situations, the other thing you can do is just remind yourself that this isn't where you land. That yes, I'm somebody who cries at goodbyes, but no, I'm not somebody who just never stops crying. So you can sort of say, yes, I always get a little bit antsy and fidgety when I put myself out there. It's always a little bit hard to ask for the sale, but I really am excited. So yes, I'm being totally me right now. But this isn't going to be the whole story, and this isn't going to be where I land. Sometimes that self-awareness can really help set you up for success. I'm so glad you reached out, and I really wish you all the best with your launch. If you have any other questions or you want my two cents on something on the other side, please do reach out again and let me know how this worked out for you and your business, your biggest takeaway. You didn't include your brand, or I would have plugged you on the show. So let us know how it goes, and we'd all really be interested to find out. Thanks to everybody listening in today. I really enjoyed talking to you and doing these shows, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.